get together a lot of younger leaders. Right? My name is Richard Coleman.
Hey, I'm Lori Nichols.
And
thanks! Woohoo! Yeah.
And the two of us are going to be your MCs for the evening. Now, Lori and I have spent a lot of time practicing together, but we don't want to be like those cheesy MCs that have everything rehearsed and we kind of, you know, that kind of thing. So we're going to be spontaneous, but we do want to just have a good time. We want to be relaxed. You can tell from our dress code, you see the jeans, that we do want to just be relaxed and have a good time. A couple of things I wanted to inform you guys about. The program team and the steering committee, we all sat together and asked ourselves a question. Do we really need to have this event? I mean, we're all very busy. We're all paying back school loans. We don't have any money, right? So who has the time or the money for another event? And as we talked, as we sought counsel from people like Phil Butler, we really felt like this event, if done well and if planned well, would be worth our while, and that we could look back at this and say, this was actually a very significant meeting in the history of the North American church. Amen? So that's what we're hoping for. The second thing is some of you have been a part of younger leaders types events for our age category, and you've been very disappointed after participating in those. Either one, because they've been planned by another generation that couldn't relate to you, or two, you were told that you would have opportunities to contribute, but you really didn't. Your voice wasn't heard. And so one of the reasons, so we've paid attention to that, and we've actually designed working groups that will give everyone a chance to say everything they want to say. So we want to welcome you to bring your creativity, bring your ideas, bring your experiences, and we will try our best to hear those and to respond to those things. The third thing is diversity. Look around. Got some diversity, lots of different kinds of people. We really wanted that to be important. John Chung even sent an email out to the universe. And we were hoping to get some extraterrestrial folks, but it was too cost prohibitive for them to get here. But we did try. We did try. So diversity is a big issue for us, and we tried our best to have as many people represented. If you don't see someone here, please let us know, because for future events, we'd like to know what groups of people we're not engaging. All right? And then the last thing is to leave your ego at the door. I know some of you guys have done some awesome things. You own like the largest yacht east of the Mississippi. Those kinds of things, that's cool. I know someone's translating the Bible for the people of Atlantis, you know, that kind of thing. But we leave your ego at the door, okay? Leave your ego at the door. We all want to be equal in this room. We want to hear from each other. We don't want anyone to overshadow others, and I think we'll have a great spirit of unity if we do that. So let me hand it over to Lori.
Yeah, and along those lines, today we had our steering committee meeting right before this, and one of the people were sharing about how when we all come together, basically all we're doing is we're offering up our fish and our loaves to the Lord, right? We're all in our own ministries doing big things on the world standards, or sometimes small, but at the end of the day, that's what we're doing, right? We're just giving our loaves and fishes to the Lord, and he's going to do with them what he will. So that's our prayer as we go, as we enter here today, and as we interact over the next few days, that, hey, God will take it. He'll take our little loaves and turn it into something marvelous for his kingdom. So I am going to give you just a couple little notes before we start this whole thing. And the first one is that there's an info table. When you go outside the door to the left, there's an info table with a big white poster board. And on there, you can write notes to people if you want to gather a group together for a dinner gathering. Both dinners tonight and tomorrow are open meals. So if you wanted to gather together a group of people around a specific group, then we would invite you to write it on that whiteboard. And we also invite everybody to check that whiteboard once a day. We'll say something about dinner groups tomorrow as well for those of you who have contacted us already for that. But there's a whiteboard if you want to write notes. No love notes or anything like that. But anything else is good to go. The second thing is that we have an awesome prayer team who has just undergirded this whole event in just a fabulous way. And I just want to, there's eight of them who are here today, so I just want them to stand so you guys can see them. And there they are in the back, our awesome prayer team. And there is a fabulous prayer room in room 837 that's going to be open. If you look at your insert, there's times on there of when the prayer room is open, mornings, breaks, meal times that you can get prayed over, or you can come and just pray by yourself. And they have set it up in a fabulous way that only true prayer warriors can, with different interactive displays with using arts and things like that to lift up your prayers to God. So we invite all of you to go up there when you can. So now, on that vein, we're going to start this whole thing in prayer.
Yeah, let's pray. Lord, we want to say thank you so much, first, for getting us here safely. I know that we've come from lots of different places, and you've been faithful at getting us here. Lord, it wouldn't make any sense for us to ask you to be with us, because we know that you are with us. You made that promise in Matthew 28, and you promised that your Holy Spirit would be with us. So we thank you that you're with us. Now give us ears to hear and hearts to discern what you're saying. Help us to recognize your presence among us, even as it's within one another. We just commit this whole event to you, and we pray that the end result will be something that brings you glory. And it's something that we'll all look back at years from now and say, wow, I was a part of that. So we just commit this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Lori. Yep. One of the things I do as a part of my job is I do a lot of experiential education activities. And so we're going to try one today. One of the goals of this event is cross-pollination. We want you to get to know people that you ordinarily wouldn't meet, people in different sectors, people from different schools, different parts of the country. So go ahead and stand up. We're going to call this speed intros. My clock has, I'm sure it's showing 2 minutes up here. I want you in 2 minutes to meet as many people as you can. You need to find out their name, the city they live in, and the ministry or organization that they represent, okay? And this is a competition. All right? You ready? And your marks, get set, go. And keep track of how many people you meet. Keep track of how many people you meet. Guys, got 30 seconds, 30 seconds. I hope you're keeping track of the number of people you met. Take this one. Yeah. All right, time is up, you guys. Time is up. Okay, stop introducing yourselves. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Okay. Hey, so by a show of hands, how many of you had a chance to meet 20 people? Anybody meet 20 people? Raise your hand if you met 20 people. Did anybody meet 15 people? 15. Anybody meet 14 people? Did you guys do your homework? That's why I yell over the microphone, count. Who, anybody here? 15 people, anybody? No, did anybody keep count? Nobody. Anybody get more than 5? Anybody got more than 6? 10? 12? 13? All right, 12. I got Dave in the back. Dave wins a prize. Dave, you get a Delta Airlines Lego set. And anybody else, right here up front, you said who had less than that? Who had like 11? Okay, she had it. Atlanta Braves got this in the airport. Atlanta Braves.